Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Scott?
What's up, guys?
What's going on? How can we help you, sir?
Okay, here's what I need help with. I've got this girl to go out with me. I met her online. Her name is Marina. I just thought she had a pretty smile, and I just don't understand what happened after our date. We went out, we had some drinks, everything was great, good conversation, and I don't know, just toward the end of the date, things just went cold, and I just can't get her back on the phone now.
Things went cold in what way? Like, she started, like, not wanting to be there or something?
Well, it kind of, like, she kind of, like, checked out mentally, it seemed like. When I first went on the date with her, she was all excited, man, she was just eager to meet me, like, be next to me, and I don't know, as the night went on, and I didn't do anything disrespectful or anything like that. It just seemed like she checked out mentally at the very end.
Maybe she went to the bathroom and did drugs and they started kicking in.
What?
What? That's never happened to you?
I hope it wasn't that. No.
Oh. It's happened to Melissa.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It hasn't happened to Melissa. Melissa has done it to guys.
No, you stop. No.
She's like, this guy's so boring. I'm going to go inject some heroin into my veins.
No, maybe I've done a shot. No drugs.
You know, we're going to call her next. How about that?
I appreciate it. I need to find out what's going on.
All right. Second date update on the 10s. All right. We just spoke to Scott. He sounds like a nice guy, doesn't he? He told us about how he went on a date with Marina. And he said literally, like, all of a sudden, in the middle of the date, she kind of got cold. What was your word, right? Like, kind of cold towards you?
Yeah. Just like she checked out of the whole conversation and date. And her mind was somewhere else. Like, she wasn't totally into it anymore. And I just don't understand what happened.
Right. And according to Scott, he didn't do anything to facilitate that.
Well, then maybe it wasn't about him. Maybe
I didn't do anything.
Maybe you didn't, but maybe something got triggered by something around her. I don't know.
Yeah, something Scott said.
Well, I'd love to find out.
Or did, yeah. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marina?
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, perfect. Marina, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. We got your phone number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a really, really nice date. So the reason that we're calling you... You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Okay, so the reason we're calling you is because we want to offer you the date of your choosing. So basically... Here's what you can do. You can pick a place you'd like to go, and we will pay for it, and we will, we'll have this gentleman there, and basically, it's going to be him trying to, you know, impress you on a date.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
I'll also tell you who the guy is, if that's...
Yeah, who is the guy?
His name is Scott, and you actually already went out with him one time, and he said you had a good time together.
I'm not so sure about Scott. Like, yeah, that sounds like really fun and ideal to do, but Scott's like a different story.
Did you didn't have a good time with him, or?
So I was looking at his like profile picture, and it looks like he's like wearing a lab coat. He could be like a scientist or like a doctor. I totally assumed that he was a doctor or some type of medical professional.
Yeah.
And then I find out that he's a janitor at the hospital, okay? And, like, God only knows, he's probably cleaning up all type of bodily fluids. Like,
okay.
Who knows?
Hold up.
Okay, wait, everyone hold up for a second. Marina, Scott's on the phone. He heard what you just said.
I heard what you said. I never told you I was a doctor. I'm a janitor at a hospital. What's the problem?
That's a really low-down job, and I need, like, a man with a career.
Oh, my God.
I need a man with a career. I need, like, a guy who can take care of me and support me, not someone who sweeps floors.
Custodian is a pretty solid career, especially at a hospital.
You know what? Marina, I may work with the broom, but you sound like you ride one because you're a witch, okay?
Dang,
I wish I may be, but I'm looking for a man with money, okay? And you ain't got any of it. You're
people
all day. That's what you do.
You know what? I work my ass off. I got a good job. It has good benefits. There's somebody out there who would appreciate that.
You are catfishing people with your damn lab coat in that photo, okay? A woman wants a... You should take that lab coat off and put janitor...
Wait, hold on a second. Everyone stop for a second here. Marina, you're acting like he... Scott, did you, like, pretend you were a doctor? Or like, was it just...
Hell to the no. No, man. That's my uniform.
Why are there pictures of you in a hospital? Like, why are you tagged in a hospital's location? Like, I see you all over the hospital.
Because, you dumb ass, I was cleaning them. That's where I'm better at.
You should stop faking and catfishing people out, because you know what? You are only a cleaner at the hospital. You're not a damn doctor.
So wait, hold on. Before this gets out of hand.
No, you're not.
How about we go on another date that we'll pay for and you guys can discuss this? Well, now she knows.
Yeah. Okay, why don't I just lick the floor of a toilet room, because that's what he's been cleaning all day.
Wow.
Wow. You know what? I've seen in the toilet that's better than you.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Homeschooling kids now is messing up dating. Yes, homeschooling your kids could mess up your dating life. If you're right now racking your brain going, how the hell is that going to mess up my day with somebody? Just listen to the second date update tomorrow, okay? It's brand new and it happens at 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.